on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Another conversation with Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family, and of course, a regular contributor when it comes to culture, family at the Daily Citizen. The Daily Citizen. We encourage you to go to the website and find not only Glenn's content, but other great articles that impact you and your family. So take time to do that. Glenn, welcome back on to ABQ Connect.
Steve, thank you, man. It's good to be with you.
Well, today we're going to look at a story that you posted only just yesterday about a contributor to Fox News, Guy Benson. And in your headline, you ask, can we celebrate his baby news? Tell us more, Glenn.
Yeah, so earlier this week, Guy Benson, and you know, I'll first start out saying, like, I love his commentary on Fox News. He's a political commentator. He does great stuff. But this week, he posted on Instagram that he and his quote-unquote husband, he's in a same-sex marriage, which of course is not marriage because marriage is between a man and a woman, but that's his story. And they announced that they brought home a new baby to their home. And in 2003, they brought home a little boy that they hired a woman to be their surrogate. And there's no information on, like, you know, genetically who's who and who's related and things like that. But they did hire a surrogate, which is they hired a woman to gestate their baby for them, and they paid her to give up her maternal rights so that they could be the legal parents to men for this little girl. And they brought home a little girl. And in the Instagram post, there's a picture of Guy Benson, and he's sitting on a hospital bed, and he's feeding the little newborn baby with a bottle. And then there's another picture of his boyfriend, Adam Weiss. And so in 2023, they had a little boy, and just this week, they are bringing this little girl into their home. And I asked the question, can we celebrate this? And so that's what my article is about. And it's important, Steve. I mean, you know this. It's important that we, like, parse out the good parts and the bad parts of this story.
Yeah, and I think along with others that are listening, the gears start going, and I like that we're talking about it, both to kind of call out some stuff that we see, and also practice makes permanent. So instead of maybe getting caught off guard, if you run into a situation like this, whether with a coworker or maybe extended family, and you know, here they come home with a baby boy, what are you going to say? And I'm guessing, you know, you went into, you know, pretty in depth, you know, going into this, writing this article, Glenn. I'm going to imagine you've kind of walked through some of those thoughts.
Yeah. And Steve, that is such a great point, because this is the new world that we're living in, and we don't have to just accept it, but we do have to think through it. Like, what are the Christian ethics of this? And I would say, what are the Christian ethics, but what are the basic human ethics? Because everybody listening is able to listen because they were created by a man or a woman. That is basic biology. And God ordered that biology, but it's basic biology. It's not like, oh, well, I just have some unique or particular Christian views. Like, no, this is a human question. Like, what does it mean to be human? And to be human is, first of all, to either be male or female. There are not 63 other genders. There's male or female. And to be male or female, you came from a mother and a father. And ideally, you came from a married mother and father. There's no culture anywhere in the world where it says, you know what, I was born of a woman and my mom had a one-night stand and, you know, I don't even know my dad. And that culture goes, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, like, that's a tragedy everywhere. when it's, you know what, my mom loved my dad loved my mom, they were married, they had a family, I grew up in that family. Every culture everywhere in the world celebrates that ideal. And it's not just out of sentimentality. It's like, you know what? That's the way it's supposed to be. And so when we hear stories like Guy Benson's, you know, we have to ask the question, what should we be thinking here?
Yeah. And actually, as you're walking through that, my gears kept going and I was like, what would I say? And assuming, you know, he actually is, I imagine, you know, with an acquaintance, or, you know, extended family member, I would hope I would be, he's beautiful. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
And let me bring attention to two things there. I'm affirming his gender. including words like wonderful, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and to affirm God weaving life, you know, in spite of, you know, the circumstances here, you know, these guys and the ladies involved or lady involved, they didn't weave that life.
Right.
They didn't create the machine that is DNA, RNA, and everything.
Yeah.
So there is ways to give glory to God in it without approving methods or lifestyle, and what have you. And yeah, I would just encourage our listeners to represent well. Yeah, it's become very cliche. It came from the 90s, right? What would Jesus do? Prayerfully think about that and be prepared to give an answer for the faith that lies within you. Any more on that, Glenn?
Yeah, no. And that's well said. And I've kind of evolved over this in that I have a dear friend that, he is in a same-sex relationship and, they have two boys. And I remember, like, he's like, hey, we brought our second boy home. And I was like, okay, what do you say? And I think like early on I said, you know, I'm very happy that you're happy. Like, that's about the best that I could do. But yeah. Steve, even now, I'm more inclined to, you know, say, well, you know what I believe, and I'm happy for you. I just wish your child could be loved as well by the mother that child has as he is loved by you. You know, like, you just say it. And you don't have to be ugly, but, and this is the other thing, Steve, this is being forced upon us. They are bringing this into nature. And so we have the responsibility to speak the truth that needs speaking. You don't have to say it ugly, but you can say it frankly and lovingly, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's hard, but those truths have to be spoken and we have to speak them as advocates for the child. Because here's the thing. Guy Benson is a nice guy. You see him on the TV, you see him on Fox News, and like, he's a good guy. He's a nice guy, but he is doing something that is really quite bad. He intentionally created a child, paid the mother to go away, and now this little girl will be raised by two men, and she will not have the mother that she needs, and she will not have the mother because of death or because of divorce or because of some tragedy. She will not have a mother because two very wealthy men want it that way. And that's what I say in my article, and that's where we have to live. That's where we have to recognize reality. And these men don't get to get what they want and deny this girl the thing that she fundamentally has a right to, and that is maternal love. But she's not going to get that because these two wealthy men and powerful men want it another way. And there's no way to put a happy, good face on that.
Yeah, a couple of the things come to mind. As a Christian, we should love, want the best for both of these men, the women that were involved, and of course, specifically the children involved. As far as response, maybe offer, hey, if you guys ever need assistance, watching, the kiddos, reach out. I would love to spend time with kids. I can't imagine how that could be a bad thing. I'm sure someone could,
right.
But what a great opportunity to pour into the lives of children like that. And then the other thing I wanted to call attention to is to be perceptive about what the enemy does since the garden. And that is to imitate the beautiful things that God creates, like institutions, like marriage.
Spot on.
And to just not to consume and digest it as normal. What the enemy does, he does for a purpose, and that is contrary to God's will. So keep that in mind. This is a rough balance, it's really not, because even to be dialed into that and to share some of the things you mentioned sharing is a loving thing to do.
Yes.
When a truck is bearing down on someone in the middle of the street and you say, please come over here with me out of the street where there's not a truck bearing down on you. or to say, don't go into the dynamite shed. It's labeled, warning.
Right.
And the warning isn't there to be a mean and nasty, I can't do anything. It's there to lovingly direct you away from harm. So keep some of those things in mind. Any closing thoughts, Glenn?
No, it's just like we have to be discerning. We have to know the age that we live in. The sons of Issachar, they understood the times that they lived in. And God has seen fit to put us in the world at this time in his kingdom. And we need to think well about these things and not just default to, well, can't we just be nice? We must be nice as much as is possible, be at peace with all people as much as it is possible. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes the rights of children matter more than the desires of adults. And we have to be advocates for God's design, God's ideal, and for the children that he loves and cares for and created and gave us.
Well, I will give it a big amen, Glenn. Always appreciate your time and encourage the listeners to go to the dailycitizen.org to find this article and others by Glenn Stanton. There's a lot of other great people writing for the Daily Citizen, a great place to get content that's important to you and your family. Glenn, let's do it again real soon.
I look forward to it, Steve. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.